was a long weekend for me. I don't know about you. The 4th of July weekend we had. It was loud.
Yeah, was always.
Very loud. So loud.
Yeah, I barely slept.
I don't think it was. You had fireworks going all night. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not like all night, but I mean, for a few hours after midnight, I think. I stopped looking at the time. I gave up.
Yeah, it stopped at one point, and then I think around 3 a.m. it started back. I guess they went and bought some of the last fireworks.
That's weird.
Yes. I don't think they were allowed to. I think it was 10 o'clock was the cutoff for the city, but of course that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, no one ever listens.
No. Did you, typically, you know, 4th of July, there's usually a big movie out, obviously, this year. There wasn't due to current circumstances, but they did drop Disney Plus put Hamilton on their platform. I did check it out. I did watch it.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, but I noticed that and I've been looking forward to it. So,
yeah, I think, you know, it wasn't going to come out until next year and they were just sitting on it. But because they, you know, they have no cash flow, nothing's really going on, no movies, nothing. Parks are sort of opening, but maybe reclosing. So they were like, hey, we have this. We're going to go ahead and put it out. 4th of July weekend makes sense, plot story-wise. Mm-hmm. But are you into musicals at all?
I mean, I like them. Kyle can't stand them. So if ever I have something I want to watch, I'm on my own, which is fine. Because it's really frustrating when you're sitting down to try to watch something and the person you're watching with it is just like, obviously uncomfortable and unhappy. It's just like, you can walk away now. It's fine. I'm not going to keep you here. Please go. So.
Yeah, I don't know if he'd like this. I think the history aspect of it, but as far as musical, it's a musical. So similar to like Sweeney Todd, where it's constant songs. You know, I think there's like 43 songs.
Yeah, he hated that.
Well, then he would hate this.
Yeah.
Okay. But it the history stuff is really cool. You know, it really does a good job of laying out, you know, telling the story of his life, leading up to his death, the politics post-Revolutionary War. All that stuff's in there, and I think he might dig some of that. But as far as the musical side, it's over 2.5 hours, and it's just, you know, pure singing.
Yeah, he wouldn't. He's like that. Like, when it comes to music, he did like drama and all of that in school, but it wasn't anything singing. And then like, as far as like TVs and movies, he likes Bedknobs and Broomsticks and that's it.
I like that movie.
He may like something else, but that's it.
He doesn't like, does he like the Willy Wonka or any of that?
He's okay with it. I love it, but yeah, I guess because it's not, I don't know. I mean, probably not. I'll just say probably not.
So if you're into musicals, if you're into history, I recommend Hamilton to anyone out there. Apparently, I should have also been watching Dr. Stone because everyone has been so hyped about it. There was a lot of news this weekend, but before we get into that, good morning, everybody, and welcome to LR Mornings with Brian and
Christine.
And it is Monday, July 6, 2020. And, you know, people have been talking about this show probably for the last couple months around me. In every little social circle I'm in, you know, everybody's like, hey, Dr. Stone. I'll be honest, I really haven't gotten into any new animes over the last handful of years, not really. Just haven't had the time. But between My Hero Academia, which is one that everybody's told me to spend time on, and now Dr. Stone, what is Dr. Stone?
Okay, yeah, I pulled it up. Let me, because if I just start talking about it, I'm going to reveal too much, and I don't want to give away anything. So I pulled it up on crunchyroll.com, so that way I didn't, you know, reveal too much. So it's several thousand years, people are turned to stone. So this person, Senku, he wakes up, and he's trying to rebuild the world. He revives two of his friends, and you know, so they're gonna do stuff like that, and it's fun watching him reinvent stuff. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's funny. And it's yeah, I think you'll like it.
How does he, I mean, slight light spoilers, how does he make people not stone? Or is that a big part of the plot?
No, it was like a, like something had happened and turned everyone to stone, and how to depetrify someone. It's bat guano and
okay, so he has a process that he figured.
Gotcha. Yes. So, yeah. So there's something.
Is there fighting in it? That was another, because I've seen some of the art and it looks like they would fight, but I don't know. Do they? Is there fighting or no?
Yes. And I mean, if you're watching it, you know, from start to finish, instead of just like watching clips, like you can see who's the bad guy. Cause it's, you know, a lot of these shows, they kind of make it obvious. It's like, yep, that's going to be the bad guy right there. And then he'll, you know, there's like some dialogue and then he'll say something. And it's like, oh yeah. Yeah. That's bad guy, you know, classic. So, yeah. So I think you'll like it.
Well, I'll definitely.
I'm not going to try to oversell it because y'all did that with Kyle with Batman. You're like, oh, it's so great. And then he hated it. So yeah. Like once he did watch it, and it took him years to watch it. So I'm just going to say it's good. You're going to like it. I think you're going
to
like it.
Is it comparable to anything else you can think of? Not just style, but like the way the story is told or the way the characters are portrayed. Because I know you watch a bunch of different anime, right?
I watch a little, so not enough to compare anything with it. If you talk to someone who is like heavy into anime, maybe they could compare it to something. But I personally don't have anything to compare it to. But I did enjoy it.
Well, season one is over, and the news over the weekend, as reported on Crunchyroll, Dr. Stone Season 2 kicks off the Stone Wars, which sounds interesting, in January 2021. Shortly after the first season ended, Dr. Stone Season 2 burst into view to tease the coming Stone Wars. The battle between the Kingdom of Science and the Empire of Might is officially set to begin in January 2021, and a new trailer and key visual are here to preview new characters and snippets of footage before the war kicks into full gear. I watched the clip. There's no spoilers. I didn't know anything that was going on, and all the dialogue's in Japanese. There was no subs or dubs, so unless you speak Japanese, you won't, you know, it's not going to be spoiled. That sounds interesting. As someone who has actually watched it, this Stone Wars thing, is that, I'm assuming, alluded to at the end of the first season? Maybe?
A little bit, yeah. They're building up to it. Yeah, kind of like a, like everything is like they're in a process of, you know, trying to build something to create, you know, like not really like just something in particular, but like all the little things of technology that we use today. You know, he's trying to create some stuff and it will make things easier for him. You know, because he's off, the bad guy's off doing his own thing. So, you know, we have our guy here, Senku, who is, you know, trying to get ready for all of this himself, you know. So,
is it supposed to take place in our real world, like our future? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Part of the, there's a little poster I saw, really well done. It actually, you know, just the art style, I enjoyed the art style just based off that poster for the Stone Wars. I also like the fact that this season two, like I said, I've not seen the show, but just as a wrestling, this is going to be weird, but as a wrestling fan, you have the conflicts on television that build to a pay-per-view, you know, and that pay-per-view has a title and everything's building to that, you know, whether it's SummerSlam or whatever. And I do think it's cool that, you know, they have this conflict that they've established and it's going to lead to not just season two, but they've, you know, labeled it Stone Wars. It's an event, you know, it's an actual something special. And that's interesting to me that they're approaching it that way as storytellers. Makes me want to watch season one, which I'm pretty sure I'll start checking out this week. But as far as, I can't think of any other anime that's done something like that just off the top of my head.
No, nothing's coming to mind. So
there was another piece of news, and I don't, I'm going to butcher this. Is Senku? That's how you say it? Okay.
Yeah.
So apparently there was some kind of virtual anime expo thing that occurred over this 4th of July weekend. And not only was the news of the January release of the new season revealed, but a spinoff manga will also be hitting North America. Dr. Stone spinoff manga of, his father, it's B-Y-A,
yeah.
Do you know how to say his name? It's like
Byakuya.
Okay.
Yeah, that's definitely not, you know, a language I speak, so sometimes it takes me a few tries to try to get it out.
Well, it's going
to
be focused on that character. The series, which follows a side story of Senku's father, Byakuya, if I'm butchering it, I apologize, traveling into, now this piques my interest as someone who doesn't know anything about the series, traveling into outer space long before the world was trapped within a stone prison that trapped civilization for thousands of years. So I don't know if it's going to be I don't know the lore. Is this all going to be a prequel, or is it going to take place at the same time? I don't know if he's alive in the present timeline. I don't know any of that, but this is apparently going to tell that story. It's as of now not getting an anime. That could change, but is it interesting enough to where you would seek it out, or what do you think about it?
Yeah, I think that would be a lot of fun. Yeah, I don't want to reveal too much because I have a big mouth, so it's like I'm trying to. Yeah, but you know, there's a little bit in the show where, you know, they talk a little bit about him, of course. So yeah,
I was did you watch Attack on Titan?
No, I did not. Was that one that I tried? I might have tried it. I don't remember it.
So. I started it. I bring it up because I started watching it. I thought it was pretty cool. I like the horror elements and everything. There was sort of a mystery that was being set up. I went ahead and read ahead and read the manga. And I
remember, okay. I tried it. Yeah, it was good.
And so it got to a point, though, where I got frustrated because you jump ahead in the story and then they were, for a while, they're really slow to get content out, get the new seasons. And so then it just, you know, I got frustrated. I don't know. Are you reading Dr. Stone, or are you just watching the anime?
Just watching it. I don't want to give anything away, so I'm just going to watch it for now.
That the lesson that I've learned. There's a few that are like berserk. I've been reading those for years, and they keep restarting it as far as animes. But anything else on Dr. Stone? You said you don't want to oversell it, but would you rank it in your top anime, or is it just decent?
I would. Okay. Yeah, it's fun, it's funny, it's educational, so it covers a lot of things that I like.
Well, so. I love Full Metal Alchemist, and I know you are a big fan. Is it in that realm for you?
Yeah, I think I like Full Metal a little bit more. But yeah, I would... Yeah, it's definitely one of the tops.
Well, you mentioned Batman earlier, so let's talk about Batman.
Funny thing, Lucas is downstairs playing Lego Batman.
Yes.
Well, sorry, Lego Batman 2. He likes to be very specific, so he had corrected me, and I was telling him, like, you know, we're gonna talk about that, and he says it's Lego Batman 2. So I was like, okay. So he's down there playing that. And I thought that was funny that he's been on this Batman kick. So
I love Batman. I do. I do have some concerns as far as what we're about to talk about. But yeah, I've been a Batman fan pretty much as far as I have memory. I remember when Batman 89 came out. I was a little kid, and it was a big deal. How far back does your Batman memories go?
Well, I remember watching it as a kid, but I was born in 88, so I don't remember it. I don't remember when it came out. So, but yeah, I really liked it. I liked there was the, where is it? It was Batman and Batman Returns that came out in, was it 92?
Something like, yeah. That was the Michael Keaton sequel.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked both of those.
The, you know, there, what did you think about, before we get into the other news, what did you think about Batman Forever, the Val Kilmer one, the first Joel Schumacher one with Jim Carrey?
I did not like it. I liked it as a kid. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, yeah, it's okay. It's Batman. But the older I got, I was just like, the less I liked it. So
yeah, I'm in the same boat. I think re-looking at the movie, I think Val Kilmer stands out above everyone as far as his performance. But yeah, I don't love the rest of it. But there was a rumor that there's a 170-minute cut of it that exists somewhere. Now, whether this is true or not, we do not know. But there was a rumor that there's a 170-minute cut. And now, you know, there's this big thing where any film that has any, you know, extra stuff that was cut, everybody wants it released. You know, release the uncut or release the director's cut or whatever. I personally have no issue with this. I don't think it hurts the original or anything like that. I think it's interesting. Would you watch a 170-minute cut, though, of Batman Forever?
When I first saw this article, I was like, no, I do not. But I've slept on it, and I probably would, just to, I'm curious on what's on it.
It's so much extra footage, yeah, that I'm like, what the hell did they shoot with Jim Carrey and all the, you know, I'm thinking, like, what the hell? Maybe the Tommy Lee Jones stuff, the Two-Face stuff, would be more better, because I hate it in the movie.
Yeah. Me too.
But so what we're going to talk about is the other potential piece of news. We don't know. I don't think it's been confirmed by Warner Brothers yet. But before we jump right into that, there is a lot of Batman related projects coming out. And it's confusing to me that they would do this unless there's an overarching plan. I don't think there is. You texted me last night. You were like, there's. Yeah. Which was, I have the text somewhere, but you're like, am I missing something?
There? Yeah, I'll pull it out.
And it's like, yeah. Because, and I agree with your text 100%, which is my concern.
Yeah, you had said that. I was like, okay, they fit. If you see something I don't see, tell me tomorrow. I kind of can be clueless. And then I was like, okay, because I didn't see shit, but people can connect dots that I can't. So I'm just like, okay. That's what I
thought. Yeah. So where I'm going with this is, okay, you have the Snyder Cut coming up, okay. Ben Affleck's going to be Batman in it. You know, it's footage that was shot many years ago. We know they're spending a lot of money to get it where they need it for it to come out. It's going to be like three and a half, four hours, whatever. It's going to be really long. And the thought is, and the rumor is, that if it's successful, there's potential to do more with those characters, including possibly Ben Affleck's Batman. Then you have Robert Pattinson of Twilight fame. He's going to be Batman. And not only is he going to be Batman, he's going to be starring in The Batman. The word on the street as far as that project is concerned is that that's going to be a trilogy. It's going to, you know, they're going to do these movies for several years. He's going to be The Batman for several years. Then there's the rumors that came out a week or two ago. Michael Keaton possibly reprising his role as Batman from the Tim Burton films and appearing in the Flash movie. And I think the rumor is that he would be that Batman, the Batman from, I guess we'll call it the Burtonverse or whatever you want to, you know, call it. Mm-hmm. So that's three right there. Now, the new report is, I'm going to read it here. Reports via Full Circle Cinema are circulating that Batman Beyond may be joining the DCEU soon. It is being reported that a live-action Batman Beyond film is actively in the works at Warner Brothers Pictures. Currently, neither Warner Brothers nor DC has commented on this. The rumor is that this project could be announced at this year's DC Fandom event in August. And there's a lot of other rumors. I'm not going to get into them because I think some of them are completely just not true, but there's a lot of rumors that have been coming out lately about potential projects that's going to be at that event. So maybe some of this stuff is being leaked on purpose. Maybe some of it's just being made up just to get everyone to tune into this event. I don't know. That's just...
Yeah, because if there's talk, then, you know, there's attention. So...
Exactly.
You know, maybe.
The idea in this last part, the idea is that it would include Michael Keaton if he returned as Bruce Wayne in The Flash. It would be likely that he will reprise his role in Batman Beyond. And that makes sense because the Michael Keaton rumor said not only would he appear in the Flash movie, but that he would be almost like a Nick Fury character where he would appear in multiple films. That was part of that rumor. So, you would have, if all this is true, if all these things are true, you would have Ben Affleck Batman, Robert Pattinson Batman, Michael Keaton Batman, and whoever's going to play the Batman Beyond Batman. I don't know if it'll be Terry McGinnis, the character. I'm guessing that's what they would do. We'll see. But did you watch Batman Beyond?
Well, no.
Oh, did you watch the Batman animated series? No. Oh, my God. Okay. I highly, highly recommend those. Batman Beyond is a really cool, it's not that long. It didn't go that long. I would recommend it. And matter of fact, what would be fun is watch just Batman Beyond. And then if you really like it, go back and watch the animated series because there's references because Bruce Wayne is an old, he's old in Beyond, but they're connected. It's a connected universe, but
okay.
Did you watch Mask of the Phantasm?
No.
Okay.
Should I be writing this stuff down?
I'll text it to you.
Okay.
Just all the animated Batman stuff from the 90s, basically. I recommend it.
Okay.
If you don't want to get into it, there are lists similar to like Clone Wars where people have compiled, okay, these are the best episodes. If you're into the Joker or the Harley Quinn or any, you know, specific character, these are the ones to watch. So you can look up stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah. Cause, I remember watching the movies, but as far as like animated TV shows, I watched X-Men and I watched Spider-Man growing up, and I don't know why we didn't get into Batman. We just didn't. So I'll give it a try.
I watched both those also. X-Men and Spider-Man.
Really good.
Yeah, they were.
Yep.
So all that Batman news. So we, like I said, we have the potentially four Batman. Do you think that Warner Brothers has a master plan where all these characters would interact and connect, or are they just, there's no real plan, they're just doing whatever feels good from day to day?
I don't know. It seems like a really crowded kitchen. I don't know. I guess we'll find out if it all works, but right now it just seems like there's just so much going on that it seems, I don't know, a little, like a lot of weight of all this, and you're trying to just take it all in. So we'll see how all of it goes.
Would you be interested in basically doing a multiverse story where, you know, at any given time you could have three or four Batman involved? Do you like that idea?
That would be fun. I actually like that. That seems like it would be a lot of fun. What do you think?
If the writing and whoever's organizing it knows what they're doing, yeah, I think it could work. I think my biggest concern is with Marvel. One of the reasons Marvel is so successful with their universe, the MCU, is because you have, you know, Kevin Feige. And he is involved in every film, every project, and he's overseeing everything. Warner Brothers really doesn't have that guy, or at least that guy seems to switch constantly. There's not the guy. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes they get worried when they work on a new project that they're not communicating properly, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, because there's been a lot of the movies that I just didn't really enjoy. And, maybe this, if they, like you had said, if they, do this right, it would probably work. But I'd be interested in that. So
of those, who's your favorite Batman? I'm just curious.
Keaton.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. Michael Keaton.
Are you, I don't know, were you into Twilight at all or any of that stuff?
I watched the first one with my friends, and I was just sitting down like, this movie is not for me. That's a nice way to put it. I didn't like it. And so I never touched on the other ones. I watched like a few clips to find out what people were talking about. And it's like, you know, really cringy. And apparently, Robert Pattinson didn't like it either.
Yes. Yeah.
I feel bad for him, but you know, some I know some actors take projects that they're not really interested in, and maybe there's some where it's like they got into it and now they probably feel stuck. So, but yeah, he made it through, so that's good.
What do you think about him portraying Batman? That's been a people have had different opinions. It's flipped and flopped. What do you think?
At first, it was kind of like, really? But I mean, he's an actor. If he can't, you know, play other types of roles, if he's just stuck in one thing, that's really bad. So, but what do you think? Do you think that he'd make a good Batman?
When it first got announced, I didn't really know how to feel initially because, you know, people got to remember when Michael Keaton back in the day was announced, people were not happy. You can go back right now on YouTube, and I actually did this, it's really fun, and go look up all the old controversy and news clips about Michael Keaton being cast as Batman. Like, people were angry. There was a letter writing campaign. You know, they just...
I didn't know about the letter writing campaign, but yeah, I heard that people weren't happy.
They just couldn't picture it because, you know, he had done a lot of comedies, and he just, I don't know, he didn't seem like he was the guy. And then when it came out, changed everyone's mind immediately. They didn't understand what Tim Burton was trying to do with the character. Mm-hmm. And you go to, I think Christian Bale was okay received when he was cast. Not Val Kilmer, I think. I don't remember about George Clooney, but Ben Affleck. You know, that was another one where, you know, a lot of people were bitching, and there, you know, there were different opinions on whether he could do it or not. Did you watch any of his stuff?
I think I saw a little bit of Ben Affleck's, but I had a problem with just like the editing. Mm. Which movie was that? It was just kind of like, I'm trying to think, because I tend to delete stuff that I don't enjoy from my brain. So I can't remember which one, but it was just like, So.
I think.
But yeah. Did you
like it? No, I like him. I didn't like the movies he was in. And so, you know, I think his performance was fine for what it was. I think he had a good look. I think when he was Bruce Wayne, he was Bruce Wayne. When he was Batman, he was Batman. But I just didn't. I hated BVS. That's my opinion. You know, some love it. I'm not one of those people. But I like him. And so the idea that I'm rooting for the Snyder Cut, I hope it does well and that there's something good to it. You know, I'm rooting for Ben Affleck. I'm rooting for those guys. I'm pessimistic about it a little bit, but I hope it's good.
Yeah, because a lot of it, it's like you have to watch and pay attention to their acting and seeing like where it's like some of the choices in a lot of different movies and TV shows, it's not really the actor's fault. It's how they were led and, you know, do it this way kind of thing. And so some things, like, he seemed to be okay with what I saw. I don't even think I finished it. Was it Justice League, I think? And they had this clip where, you know, they were trying to decide on where to go, and it was this island. And so as soon as they get out, they step out, and Alfred, where are we? It's like, you just said that y'all were going here. So just stuff like that. It just, that kind of stuff just pulls me out of a movie. So, you know, that's not Ben Affleck's fault. So that's just, you know, here, do this, and we'll try to piece together what we can.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I hope there's a plan. I hope it works out. Like I said, I love Batman. I want it to succeed. I want all these actors to do well. Michael Keaton, if he's coming. Robert Pattinson, I hope he's great. Hope Affleck can do some good things. Hope Batman Beyond, whoever they cast, if that happens, it's good. It's about time to wrap things up. Do you have anything else you would like to say on anything we've discussed?
Nope. Nope, I think I said it all.
All right. Be sure to check out LRMonline.com every single day for all of your entertainment news, needs, and opinions. Subscribe to the LRM Online YouTube channel for great content and A-class celebrity interviews. And of course, subscribe to the LRM Online Podcast Network, where you can enjoy great shows such as LR Mornings and Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast, which has had a lot of great content lately. Check that out. You can check me out on YouTube. I have a channel. It's Pulp Mythos, P-U-L-P-M-Y-T-H-O-S. That's one word. Currently doing movie reviews on Fridays. Actually have a Hamilton review up. Check that out. And I do Perry Mason reviews on Sunday nights. And finally, leave some comments below about today's topics. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you later.